Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the VRO. Today is Wednesday, October 10th, 2012, and I'm your host, Brandon Cañez. And today we have a very, very awesome interview lined up for you. We have the talented and beautiful Mackenzie Mason. She will be starring in the new installment of the Halo series, Halo 4. Now, for those of you that aren't into gaming, you should have heard of Halo. It's one of the biggest video games of all time. It outsells almost every video game, so if you guys haven't heard of it, don't know where you've been. But Mackenzie hasn't called in yet, so we're waiting for her to call in. And when she calls in, we'll get started with the interview.
Now, I know what Halo is, Brandon, but I'm not a gamer. You know, I've tried to play the game, but I always end up, like, just running into a wall, and I can't figure out how to get off the wall.
To be honest with you, I've played Halo. I'm not a Halo guy. I'm more of a Gears of War guy, but I respect Halo. But, you know, it's a good story. It's a really good story. It really is. And a lot of people love it.
Now, if it's the same Halo, I mean, do they come out? Do you know if they came out with one last year? Last year when I was at Comic-Con, we seen the Halo panel. And if it's the same one that is Halo 4, sorry, gamers, I don't know. it looks really good.
Yeah, some of them, is that her?
No, I don't see anybody on there.
Okay. Well, what happens is in some of the video game world, you have games that come out and it's like the first one, and then they have like one that has like a title like Retribution or something, and then it's Halo 2 or, you know, some video games do it like that. And I think the last one that came out was not a regular first-person shooter. It was a Halo game, but it wasn't. You know what I mean? It was named Halo. It had all the characters and everything in it, but it wasn't the actual storyline of Master Chief. So it wasn't, you know, wasn't Halo 3. But a lot of video games do that. Like the Assassin's Creed series, they do that.
Brandon?
Yes, ma'am.
You have Mackenzie.
Hello.
Welcome to the VRO, Mackenzie. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're glad to have you. We got a few questions for you, and
all right.
I've got a couple of fan questions for you as well. And
okay.
The first question, though, I've got to ask you is your nickname really Mac?
Is my name really Mac?
No, is your nickname really Mac?
I saw somewhere that it is. I don't introduce myself as Mac, but certain people call me that. I actually have like 100 different names. It just depends on the person. So when someone calls me a certain name, I know who's saying it.
I don't blame you. But
yeah.
I was wondering, I saw your picture and I'm looking at the nickname and I'm like, this doesn't match.
Yeah, it's not the best one.
All right, well, we'll get right into the Halo question. First off, I noticed in the credits that Cortana, it reads Jen Taylor and your name. Now, I know mm-hmm. Jen Taylor has been playing Cortana since the franchise started, and I'm kind of curious why there's two names there and why you both have credit for that role.
Well, basically, she's still doing the voice. This is the first game they've used performance capture, so they needed an actor to do all of the performance because that kind of type of acting is different than voice acting. So I do everything that you see Cortana do, I do. And everything you hear is her. If that makes any sense. So just you take a performance in a movie and you mute it, that's what I did.
Well, I saw some of your footage from it, and it looked like it was a pretty intense session there.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a lot of, it was really emotional. It was a lot of, Cortana's going through a lot, so it was pretty intense. A lot of the shooting days were a lot of crying, a lot of yelling, everything in between. So it was a crazy ride, man.
it looked like it. Well, this is your first video game, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. What a good one to start with.
I know, that's what I was going to ask you. Is like, how great was it for you to hear that you're going to be in one of the biggest gaming franchises of all time and
I was
playing one of its biggest characters?
It's it's like too good to believe. I was doing a test thing for 343 for the performance capture, and then based on what I did there, they brought me in for the audition for when they were doing the actual auditions for all of the characters they were doing for performance capture. So even if a character has been brought back, I think there was a new performance capture to replace that aspect of it. So now it's just basically another form on top of the voice stuff. So it was a couple months the process took for casting, and you go so many times and you're kind of like, okay, this is like the fourth time, I think I should be getting it now. So when I finally got it, I was ecstatic. It was, Cortana was just amazing. So it was huge.
Well worth the wait, huh?
definitely.
Okay, what was the most challenging part of playing Cortana?
Oh, well, the challenging part is just her storyline, her arc. There's not really much time wasted when the game starts, when you find out that she's deteriorating. So she has a thing called rampancy. So basically she's a computer, and her data is kind of used up, so she doesn't have any more room. And it kind of puts them in a state of dementia and insanity. So, playing that was so amazing. And that was also the hardest thing, because she has to go through so many different emotions back to back. So, I had to pull tricks up my sleeve. But I think people are gonna really like it and feel. I hope that everyone feels everything that I went through to show her journey. So that was insane.
Well, one of the things I saw on some of the videos that I was able to see was that apparently it's amazing. So you obviously did a great job, because every time I was watching one of the developers, it looked like they were about to cry when they were talking about the story, because it looked like it was just like so good. They were like, "Well, you just won't believe what happens." It was like they were on the first tier. So apparently,
well,
you did an awesome job.
That's good, because I put a lot of work into that, and everyone on set was so, we had the best time. After I would cry, it was just so supportive and a really great environment to work in. So I was really lucky to have the 343 people, Brian Goodrich was the director, and he was just beyond amazing. So I couldn't have done what I did without him, really. He was a huge pillar for me, because you have to just, you're basically a scene, it's like, okay, the scene starts with like 100 people getting murdered, go. So it's like, what? It's hard, and it's such a different world too, to try to grasp things in your own reality that bring those emotions out of you. So it was definitely a learning experience.
Well, are you planning on doing any more video games?
I would love to. I mean, it's so weird how they work. They're not. I don't even think I've auditioned for one since I was my first and only. So, you know, I feel like I'm just so spoiled. So I don't really want. Cortana's just a dream character. So I think the role would have to be right, and I would definitely want to delve into it.
Well, I would love to see you in the Gears of War series.
Oh, man, that's a good one, right?
That's
I could just be
favorite.
A new character.
That would be awesome.
It's your favorite or it's your second favorite?
No, it is my favorite. I fell in love with Gears of War first, and so I even got the tattoos on my shins because of that game.
Oh,
so.
Man, all right, you're not even shy about telling me that.
No.
I believe you.
Sorry.
No, not about your tabs, just about the fact that Halo's not your number one.
Well, I mean, it's a great, I respect Halo like crazy, but it's just, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I love it. That's awesome.
Okay, well, we have a fan question. He actually asked two. His name is Chad Chandler.
Okay,
and he sent me
Chad.
An email, Chad Chandler. And he's a big Halo fan, he says, and he wants to know, do you find Master Chief and Cortana's relationship odd, seeing as she is an AI and he is a human? And he also wants to know if you've read any of the Halo books.
Okay, well, I think that their relationship is, like, so... It's just so complicated. But I think that, I mean, having a relationship like they have with, you know, being an AI and a human, I think that some of the best love stories between two people have been circumstances like that. And the best one I can relate it to is Peter Pan and Tinkerbell. It just always seems like, you know, when you can't have the person, it's just the love is that much stronger. And I really think that in Halo 4 that their story becomes more of a central focus, and you really do get to see how much they actually do care for each other. And it's insane. I think that kind of adds an extra level of interest for people because they can't be together. So one of my favorite love stories.
Totally. Head on.
And then for the second part, I read just about everything I could get my hands on when I was preparing to be Cortana. So, I've read a lot. I guess I haven't read like a specific book from start to finish, but. I've definitely versed myself on just about everything that's out there.
Well, that's cool. I don't think he was asking a particular book. He just wanted to know if you read any of them. So,
oh yeah, no, I try to be true to the fans, so I wanted to make sure I had, you know, I didn't want them to know all these things about her that I didn't. So I tried to get it all.
Okay, well, this is actually a question that I came up with the fans because. I know a bunch of gamers. My brother's a gamer. A bunch of my friends are gamers. Well, most of them are gamers. My cousins.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are curious to see if you're a unicorn. That meaning, are you a gamer?
Well, it's hard for me to say because I play video games and I love playing them, but I feel like... If I was a gamer and I heard someone like me calling themselves a gamer, I'd be like, no, you're not. So I don't want to say I'm a gamer because I feel like that's very specific qualifications that are necessary to meet that, and I don't think that I have those. So I don't want to insult anyone by pretending to be in the same category. So I say no, but I play.
I think that's more or less what... The whole gamer aspect is, you know, do you play, do you, you know, I think, you know, when people say, are you a gamer, I think it just means do you play. It doesn't necessarily
okay.
mean, But I think
well, because
cool
they know
that,
so
though.
Much.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And that's cool that you said it like that, like you were showing the respect there. That was actually really cool of you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, people, like, you know, it's like in my industry, people say they're actors and they don't do anything. I'm like, you can't say that when you don't even, like, you don't do anything. So I try to be really conscious of people's respect, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what games do you play? Do you got any particular, if you do feel the need to play, do you have any that you love?
Well, I love Assassin's Creed. I play Call of Duty. I play. I throw in some Mario whenever I can. And Call of Duty. I mean, I like the first-person shooters, and there's, there's one other one I can't think of. It's like Red, so I can't think of the name. Red Rock. You know what I'm talking about?
Red Redemption, or?
Yeah.
Right. That one. Well, Yeah, you're pretty much a gamer if you're playing all.
Yeah, but see, it's because I don't play that often. So
yeah.
Like I play them, but I don't play them weekly. Maybe like a couple times a month or one of those a month. So you know.
That's still awesome though.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, but I'm a huge gamer, man. Yeah, all the time.
Totally addicted to it.
Totally. I'm playing right now.
Well, I got another fan question from somebody on Twitter. And
okay.
His name is Gabe. It's at Gabe Doyle. And he asks, without getting into trouble, can you reveal any secrets about the game?
It's so hard because I don't know what's the secret. Or what, cause they keep releasing things, like, trickling out, and I'm like, no one's telling me. Let's see. Well, there's a lot of Prometheans. I don't know if he's familiar with The Reclaimer, but obviously everyone knows that since it's The Reclaimer trilogy, but that's a huge new thing. Let's see. I mean, I can't say the villain, so that's a big one that I would love to talk to. I just can't wait for people to for it to come out and be able to play it so that I can, like, geek out and talk about it because I'm, like, I feel like I'm cut off my limbs. I can't talk about all the stuff I want to talk about. But, I mean, there's great maps coming, and Spartan Ops is going to be insane. But I think these are things everyone already knows.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not a bearer of secrets today. I'm sorry.
it's understandable with Halo, so you don't want to give too much away.
They're hush-hush.
Oh, totally. I can totally understand that. Okay,
yeah.
We got three more questions for you. And,
okay.
One of them is, do you have any future projects that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, I'm shooting a feature film right now called Body High. It's a comedy that centers around a weed store in Venice, California. And it's really great. It's like, you know, one of those stoner comedies where the store is in trouble and the usual suspects have to gang together and try to find a way to save it. So that's been fun. This week is my last week of shooting. And then after that, I have a short film on called Shattered Love. It's about Alzheimer's, so that's a really powerful, intense film. So it was a good thing to put Body High in between Halo and Shattered Love. So I got a little bit of break from the intense emotional things. So that's
have a little bit of fun,
yeah,
in the middle.
Right.
Well,
yes, a lot of laughs.
do you have any social media accounts so your fans can stay updated with you with these movies and anything in the future?
Twitter would be the best way. It's just at Mackenzie Mason, so pretty simple. But that's, yeah, it's where I put most of my work stuff, or Facebook. But that's, I would just say Twitter.
Hey, everybody, you want to know about it? Go on Twitter.
Go on Twitter, okay. And there you go.
Okay, and we're at the end of our interview, and we always ask all of the people that we interview if they wouldn't mind doing an audio clip for us. Basically,
okay.
Basically, all you got to do is say your name and say you're listening to the VRO, and we're good to go. And whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and do it.
Do you want me to say Cordona or just my name?
You can say your real name, or you can say your real name, and I'm playing, you know.
Okay. This is Mackenzie Mason. I play Cortana in Halo 4, and you are listening to VRO.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on.
Hey, thank you so much. And you let me know what you think of the game.
I'll hit you up on Twitter.
If you can pull yourself away from Call of Duty.
And Gears of War.
Oh, Gears of War. There you go. How could I forget?
All right.
Thank you for coming on, Mackenzie. Have a great night.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So you can tell Brandon's a big fan.
I know. I giggled and laughed. It's my first time doing it. I've seen other interviewers do it. She was awesome, though.
I love it. I'm over here, I'm picking with Brandon, and I was like, you're fangirly.
You have no idea how red my face got when you sent me that. I was like, oh my God, I am, aren't I?
You were so fangirly.
Yes, I was. You got me.
Oh, your true geekness came out. Finally, you joined the team.
And was that an embarrassing moment? I think it might have been.
Yeah, that's one of those embarrassing moments.
Oh, thanks.
Don't worry, I have plenty of them. I have plenty of them.
Well, I mean, she's like really cool. I didn't expect her to be like so cool, but she was like awesome.
Well, yeah. So. Well, guys, we have to reschedule the horror hour. Michael will be on set this week, so there'll be no horror hour on Thursday. Thursday at 7:00, join myself and Shell as we recap the CW's new show Arrow, which airs at 8:00 tonight, and the Vampire Diaries. Oh wait, yes, the Vampire Diaries. That no, we don't do Vampire Diaries. What do we do?
What on Thursday?
We do on Thursdays. We recap Arrow, which airs tonight at 8:00, and Supernatural, that airs tonight at 9:00. And then Thursday on the CW, Vampire Diaries and Beauty and the Beast. Vampire Diaries will be at 8:00 for their season 4 premiere. And Beauty and the Beast will premiere at 9:00. And then Friday, you can join Amber at 7:00 to recap the Vampire Diaries. And then at 9:00, you can join Gina and Amber. Not Amber, sorry. Amber does not want to watch Beauty and the Beast because she thinks it took over the Secret Circle.
No,
but
over here, fangirl.
And then I know I'm sitting over here tongue-tied and you're just over there fangirling.
Yep.
And then so, okay, Gina and Amanda will be recapping Beauty and the Beast. And I won't be here this Friday. I'm going to go out again for my birthday. So I will be joining the girls next Friday for the recap of Beauty and the Beast. And then I will be joining Amber next Friday for the Vampire Diaries. So Thursday night, we will be back on air at 7:00. We're going to be recapping Arrow and Supernatural.
And can I say happy birthday to you and to Jess? Because I haven't had a chance to get on Twitter or Facebook or anything. So happy birthday to you. And Jess, I miss you like crazy.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, people find it very funny that VRO Jess and I have the same birthday because She was my very first host on the VRO, the very first. And everybody's like, no, you guys planned this. You guys been long friends. And I was like, no, we didn't plan anything. I jumped into a chat room. I was like, hey, who wants to do a moonlight show? And she emailed me, and then it happened. Our birthdays are on the same day. She's older than me, though. Just I want to put that out there. She's older than me.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I'm older than the both of you, so it's all good.
Brandon, I can't believe it. You're, what, 50 now?
Thanks. No, but if you did turn mine around, I would be 43. So, you know, at least I can say that.
Okay, Brandon, you have a great night. And
you too. Get some rest and tell your dad I said I'm praying for him.
Thank you. Yes, if you guys have followed me on Twitter, Dad was in the hospital with his heart over the weekend, and they've changed his medicine and all that, added more medicine, and he's at home now, and hopefully he'll be better soon. But everybody have a great night, and Brandon, apologize for fangirling.
I'm not going to apologize. Nope, because it's I'm not doing it.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com. Want more of the VRO? Visit us at thevro.com.